The Parnell administration is ready to talk about separating oil and gas taxes. 2 years ago, the governor vetoed a bill that would have collected revenue from each resource independently. The bill has been reintroduced, and this morning, Revenue Commissioner Brian Butcher told the Senate Finance Committee that times have changed. At the time of the veto, he said the state was involved in open seasons on two gas pipelines from the North Slope to the Lower 48. That no longer is the case. Butcher also reminded the committee that the governor wants to rewrite the tax on gas during next year's session.
What the governor's looking for is the bill to be closer to revenue neutral. As we're looking at House Bill 110 and doing what we can to increase the investment climate for the companies in Alaska, we don't want to at the same time put something in that could be taking it the opposite direction. So we're going to work with the committee to see that we can work through the decoupling issue in a way that's more revenue neutral and not as big of a gap as there is currently in the bill.
Having the oil and gas tax structures combined or coupled in the tax code allows producers to use tax credits for one fuel against profits from another. Tax consultants don't see a problem with that when there is a close relationship between the two fuels. But right now there is no parity. Oil is worth 37 times the value of gas, and that could cost the state as much as $2 billion a year in revenue. The bill's sponsor, Senate Finance Co-Chair Bert Stedman, says oil and gas companies have pointed to the importance of a stable fiscal regime before they commit to development. And he says the decoupling issue is the most unstable element in state law.
I expect the current impact on the Treasury to be very small, in the tens of millions versus almost $200 million a couple years ago. But it pales in comparison to $2 billion, negative number. So if you have an issue like that embedded in our tax structure and you make a change in oil, you better make sure you're looking at the net effect, or you may have no net at all.
Stedman says the decoupling issue will likely be included in a more comprehensive oil tax bill.